You can't cast unless you let go. So you have the thing in your hand on the reel, you flick it, and it goes. And you have to let go, let go, let go, let go. And that's the key for us. That's the key for us as dads. We have to, every second of every day with our kids, with our spouses, with our work, with our trials, not think that we can handle it on our own, but we have to cast it on God all the time and never give up. And we're in it for the long haul. We're in it for what God can do. We're in it for what we believe God can do. Get the Word of God in your heart and mind and believe that God is able to work these things and do it. And you just cast and cast and cast. If you want to catch a prize-winning fish, which would be seeing victory of God in your kid's life, in your marriage, in your work, you have to keep casting. And the other thing that spoke to me about casting was how this word was used in the New Testament. I was very surprised. Didn't find what I expected to find. But when this word is used, the word was used during the feeding of the 5,000. How does that fit? Well, at the beginning of the feeding of the 5,000, it says this: great crowds came to him, bringing lame, blind, crippled, the mute, many others, laid them at the feet of Jesus, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, the blind seeing. Isn't that, that's what we want to see? The word casting in these verses right here is laid them. They cast them. They knew. The Holy Spirit had communicated to these people that they needed Jesus, and Jesus was the answer. So they just came and they just cast them to Jesus. They said, take it. Are you doing that? Am I doing that? Am I taking them and am I casting to Jesus? Am I looking at something, a sin that might easily beset me and tempt me? Am I casting it to Jesus? Am I saying, hey, I can't handle this, I don't want it. Jesus, take it. And at the end, when they saw him doing all these wonderful things, it says they praise the God of Israel. They praise because they laid it at his feet. You will not see God move with power and strength and beauty and wonder in your life if we don't lay it at his feet. It's faith. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to put our faith and trust in him. And it just spoke to me that to cast it. And that gives us hope. That sustains us. And the other point that I was thinking about is this idea of confidence. And, you know, many people, and it has to do with hope, it has to do with discouragement, but I see so many people in the world, and even myself sometimes, I will confess, that I will throw my confidence away. Do you ever do that? Do you ever throw your confidence away? You think, this person, this situation, and you just kind of throw it away. And there's a verse I put in your outline, it says, do not throw your confidence away. And I had to believe when I was thinking about this, Greta, in the ministry that you have, I think you run into a lot of people that just throw their confidence away. God can't help me with this baby. God, I don't have a job. I don't have the money. I can't do it. I don't have a dad. I don't, you know, all these sorts of things. And they will throw their confidence away because the confidence is misplaced. You see, it is normal for us when our confidence is not placed in God to know that we can't do it. But for some reason, the connection between here and here and the heart of God is broken because of sin, and we can't see that God is our Heavenly Father who will help us, who will care for us. And we just need sometimes someone to take us by the hand, to love us, to care for us. Or we need to open up the Word of God, or we need to be in the presence of God's people. We need to see, oh, wait a minute. God can help me. He can care for me. There is a solution. I didn't have one, but God has one. That's the confidence that he wants to bring to us. The world seeks to build confidence from our own choices and decisions. And how many of those have brought disaster into our own hearts or the hearts and lives of others? May God bless us and strengthen us in this. Let me end. I want to share with you something, because Paul had to learn this exact same thing, you know, in his life. And we've been reading through 2 Corinthians. Last week we were talking about, week before, talking about 2 Corinthians. And that's a beautiful book that has a lot about suffering, a lot about God's strength when the person's going through difficult times. Check this out. At the beginning of the book, Paul writes to the Corinthians. He says, "We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we had through the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond ability to endure. We thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God." Did God not want Paul to be encouraged? Did God want Paul to be discouraged? Is that why he went through these difficult things? He knew that Paul, by going through these difficult things, would turn to God, and as a result, praise would flow from his life, praise would flow to other people's lives, because he'd see the loving power of the Father helping him, delivering him, strengthening him.